I'm going to ask all of you to repeat several lines with the members of the crew here, Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli, Richie. I like myself. Everybody say, I like myself.
I like myself.
I love my life.
I love my life.
I am excited.
I am excited.
I am happy.
I am happy.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I add brightness to the life of everyone I meet.
I add brightness to the life of everyone I meet.
All right, I just want you to have...
and that was so sincerely meant by yesterday. All of us.
Well,
I am nice. Happy. I love my life.
Well... Come on.
No, it's important.
Yeah, you have
Sorry.
Two or three.
Sorry. Michael's around. Michael's around. I've got a Michael vibe.
Children. And so, yeah, what do you call it? Jay's not around this week, so we didn't do our affirmations. That's kind of an affirmation.
It is.
Manner of speaking.
I didn't hear Michael talking, actually.
No, Michael wasn't saying anything. Rich wasn't saying it. There, it's a girl thing, apparently, along with me, who's in touch with my feminine side. It's a 9 past the hour. Christy Yamaguchi. How many people remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Olympic gold medalist.
And Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Joins us in the next half hour here on Good Day. Meanwhile, there are a number of things that need to be discussed, including the weather forecast, which has been sort of, how do I best put this? It hasn't been accurate. The long-range forecasts, to be kind, because we have the folks at AccuWeather who listen to us in State College, Pennsylvania, on the station there. The AccuWeather forecasts have not been that good long range. I like the Weather Channel. This is not a shot at AccuWeather. I just think the Weather Channel, the hour-by-hour stuff, and maybe I need to watch more of the AccuWeather stuff. But what I use on the farm, like the next 3 or 4 days, I need to get a lot of haying done, and I'm watching the hour-by-hours to see if there's rain, if there is, what time, how much. You know, I try to beat the rain. Heather sees it here on the farm. She can see the hubbub of activity that happens in the hours before a storm, especially this time of year where you're trying to really literally beat the rain in terms of getting some of the crops in. So that's something that we consider. I find pretty much, the Farmer's Almanac is a waste of time. And AccuWeather has been sort of with them. And so when you see today or hear the stories about long-range forecasts, say, horrors for the Northeast, take it with a grain of salt. Not that it isn't something that we ought to not be prepared for, suggestion being that there will be more hurricanes starting pretty much now and going through the first part of October, active season. But how does that affect us here in New England or in the Northeast or on the coast up from the Carolinas? And also, how does it affect us in Florida and those of you in Louisiana and in Texas? And then the other side of the coin is when you look ahead to the winter, supposedly the forecasters are comparing it to 2002-2003 and back to 1953-54 when there was, this is El Nino time now, it was La Nada last winter. It wasn't either El Nino or what is it? It's El Nino, La Nina, and El Nino. Neither of those influenced the weather, so the jet stream was much more powerful last year, and it kept things fairly temperate in New England. So this year is an El Nino year, and that results in water temperatures in the Pacific being warmer, and it changes the weather pattern in the east along the Gulf. It's really the Gulf Stream that is affected by all of that. So you look at the National Weather Service info, the winter of 2002-2003 featured below normal temperatures, above normal snowfall, and the coldest winter in 9 years. Now, we had that the year before last here also. It was very cold, and there was a lot of snow. And so what happens this year, who knows? It's all. Can you forecast accurately what's going to happen? But who forecasted the drought this year? Anybody forecast that? Hot temperatures? I don't remember seeing a whole lot of that.
I don't remember hearing
that. I remember looking at the almanac and saying it was going to be a wet and rather cool, at least in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, New York, Delmarva, New England. We're going to be cooler than normal. And
so what do you think this means for our winter to come?
I don't think it means anything because I don't think they really can tell, honestly, what the influences are. I think they can predict
So what's the Doug Stephan prediction for this winter?
I'm going to either Florida or California. I will predict that.
All right. Okay? And I should come.
Yes. Yeah, right, of course. All right. Now, speaking of that, the other item of interest, how many people are keeping up with Tim Tebow?
Of course.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So the controversy, all right, supposedly... We'll dig around in this in a moment, but supposedly the controversy is that he, according to some, proclaimed himself to be like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no, I don't think he proclaimed himself to be like Jesus.
What did he do?
He was in GQ, and they had him take a picture with his arms out like a Jesus pose on the cross.
Uh-huh.
But he just had his arms out, so I don't get what the big controversy is.
Well,
his shirt was off, and who's looking at what his arm is doing when you're looking at those abs? Holy McGee, wow. Yeah.
So that sort of puts it into perspective. So much ado about nothing, you would say.
I would say, but people like to take shots at him because he's religious, and he makes it known that he is. So.
Yeah. What's the meaning of that term? Religious.
Well, he's Christian. He goes to church. He prays.
Well, there it is,
crosses,
right there.
He points to God when he scores a touchdown.
That's what all the Christians say. We are truly religious. And does that mean that others who proclaim the same sort of strong beliefs, but they may be different, are not religious?
No, but he just classifies himself as someone with religion in his life.
What does it mean?
You know.
This is probably dangerous territory for me to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But see, Richie's
where's
right
Rich?
Here.
Yeah, where's yeah. Rich?
Right.
I'll watch. I'll listen.
The question about... maybe I won't go there. Okay.
Let's just talk about his hot picture in GQ.
Yeah,
wow!
Those abs.
Wow!
Well, they don't do. They do nothing.
Have to corrupt that guy.
Nothing for me.
They don't
Zero.
Have to. They do enough for us.
They do nothing.
Have you seen the picture, Heather?
For me.
Yes, I have.
Really?
Roberta?
Nope.
Currently.
Tim Tebow.
Look him up. You'll care about this.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Roberta might be a football fan.
Oh, come on. All right. In a moment, the story of a woman in Michigan. You know how communities have these bring-your-children-to-work days?
Mm-hmm.
Lady brings her child to work, and for her trouble, she gets fired. We'll find out how that all works in a moment. It's 15 past the hour on Good Day.
And now, Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
17 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta. And actually, I'm going to stop at Roberta. Two items from New York.
Oh?
Police say a daycare center left a two-year-old girl on a New York beach yesterday.
On a beach for hours.
No.
For hours.
2 years old. They left her.
3 hours or something, right?
On a beach, no less.
On a beach. The woman went to get her child at school, and they realized she wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
When the mother went to pick up the child, oh, where have you been today? Oh, we went to the beach. So they go back to the beach, and the police have got this two-year-old kid who was wandering around on the beach for 3 hours.
I would be a basket case. I'm a 2.5-year-old.
I'd be in jail.
Hold me down, yes.
I'd be in
Somebody
jail.
The school, Our Little Darlings Daycare.
Oof. Yeah, not so little, darling.
Wow.
Yeah, ours are darling, yours are not. We leave yours at the beach.
At the beach. All right, here's another one from United Airlines. Let's see here. They lost a girl on a plane, 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, I heard this.
Flying back from summer camp, stranded because United didn't do what they said they were going. You know, when you put a child on the plane, they give you a mentor or the monitor or whatever you want
to call
it.
Pay extra for it.
You know, United lost Elena when she was 12 at Dulles Airport.
Yeah, right. Well, they did the same thing with Phoebe Kelbon, flying as an unaccompanied minor from San Francisco to Traverse City, Michigan, and the connection was at O'Hare. They paid $99 to United to assist her on her trip. The first flight landed in Chicago. The folks at United didn't show up. Parents claim in a letter sent to the airline their daughter asked for help, including the use of a cell phone, but was told to wait for a... the flight attendant said, wait, you have to wait here on the... they took her aside in the first part of the plane. Nobody showed up. They all had to get off the plane to get to another one. They told her she had to get off the plane. She walked out into the airport and didn't know where to go. There was nobody there. She didn't know what to do. Can you imagine a 10, 12-year-old wandering around in an airport like that, being scared? And the best thing the flight attendants could do is say, well, wait here in the front of the plane. And then when everybody gets off, well, we have to get off. Therefore, you have to get off. So they bring the kid out there. They don't even have the sense, the common decency.
To not leave her until
somebody
comes.
That's stupid. That's how stupid they are. You know, you talk about all the, oh, we work so hard and they treat us so badly. You're stupid. Anybody who lets something like that take place, and of course United says, they refuse to identify the employee, and the flight attendants typically wait with the children until the contractor that's supposed to bring them up.
Typically. My son, from age 5, as soon as he was able to fly as an unaccompanied admirer, but I would check him in. Like, I would take him to the gate, but he never had a connection flight.
Used to be that you'd get that service free for having being a passenger on a plane. No, I can't do that. We're going to charge you $99 and then do nothing for it.
And not even give those cool little
airplanes. They deserve every bit of bad publicity they get out of this. Every single bit of bad publicity they deserve. All right, so anyway.
I want the toy middle airplanes back.
Yeah. Like those. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Yesterday we celebrated the passing of Elvis Presley, correct?
That's true, right. Yes we did. We acknowledged it. I don't know if you can call it a celebration.
I think we celebrate his life. But yesterday was also another important day in rock and roll history, because on that date, August 16th in 1962, Pete Best was fired from the Beatles.
Oh, my.
And so there's a lot of press about it yesterday, actually, talking about it. And
why?
Well,
the same thing said every year. He didn't get along with the rest of the members of the group.
Well, they never really said why he was fired. He doesn't really know why he
was
fired.
Paul and John didn't like him.
Well,
that's why he was fired.
They say it could have been.
They can say whatever they want. It was John and Paul.
How do you know that?
Because I've read any number of things. You can dig around and find.
Well, apparently Pete's not been alerted to this.
Well, he doesn't want to believe it.
Right.
He's on sale. I mean, think about it. Ringo took his place. In essence, and look at what
Ringo took his place, right.
Ringo
so in 1960, when John, Paul, and George needed a drummer for a gig in Hamburg, they had met Best at a coffee house that his mother owned and hired him for the gig. Now, a lot of people say, you know, it was his skills that just weren't up to par, and when they started getting a little traction, that they needed to replace him. But when the when the compilation CD came out about 5 years ago, they included a couple of tracks that he had played on them, which kind of validated his drumming, so he felt so much better about that. But what the interesting thing that I read yesterday that I never knew, about 5 years after he was fired and the Beatles just became massively huge, he tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Really?
And his mother and his brother were able to catch and stop him and said, listen, this is exactly what everybody is expecting you to do, is to kill yourself.
Right.
Go against the odds.
Right. Every time things don't go well for you, let's go kill.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he said
nothing
it was
else
that,
in your life.
From that day on, he had a different attitude about it, and he really realized that he was right the day John Lennon got killed.
Yeah. Why? Because he would have gotten killed.
And he's like, these guys, they weren't able to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to go out in public.
That's a bunch of hooey, too. You mean he would have rather have the life that he had than to have been as successful as they were?
But according to him, he looks at the life he had and how
good. I hope he's thankful for it. And,
right.
I mean, everybody knows who he is.
And how he's thankful for the things that didn't change about his life.
Good. Good for him. That's a good way. That's the right way to look at it.
Yes. And now he's got the Pete Best Band. And,
good. You know. All right. Video of the day today, Richie, as well. This is one of the oldest videos we have ever put up at Doug Steffen Com. Goes back to 1995, features a group of school children who are giving their reasons why everyone should be just like them and get on this new thing called the Internet. Here's some of the audio.
Yeah, I got it right here.
And here it is.
And here it is.
And again.
And one more time. Yeah, there it is.
Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. No, this is yesterday's.
Good for you, Reggie. All right. We got the cow song. Let's go back and play the cow song. Just as well.
Is this it?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty exciting, though.
I feel like I'm at a club.
Yeah.
Winner EDL. Time for 7 minutes.
No. This is the NASA thing.
Yeah, it is.
They don't have the audio for me for that.
Oh, really?
Here it is. Here
it says, there is audio.
Hey, why should I be on the Internet?
Yeah.
Why? Well, by the time we're in college, the Internet will be our telephone,
television,
shopping center, and workplace.
And it's already got more stuff in it than you could possibly imagine.
Imagine that. This is 1995.
In less than an hour, you can visit the planet Jupiter, take a tour of the Sistine Chapel,
do research on the rainforest,
get soccer scores
pretty cool.
for a team.
Check out our video of the day. Christy Yamaguchi joins us in a few minutes here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Pow! Super 8 Sign here. We can all agree that a road trip is awesome, and a road trip in a free Ford Escape is awesomer. But a road trip in a free Ford Escape souped up with all the gadgets you need is awesomer. The Super 8 Great Escape Sweepstakes is back. Check out Facebook.com/Super8 for your chance to win the ultimate road trip ride. A Ford Escape souped up with gadgets galore. Super Pow! The purchase necessary. August 8th, 2018, 2012. U.S. Canadian residents age 21 and over. Official rules at Facebook.com/Super8. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
It's a good day to get gone.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have the pleasure, we being all of us, that includes Heather and Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and me, plus you, have the opportunity to get to know somebody who became a household name, what with her Olympic gold medals and the appearances on Dancing with the Stars. Christy Yamaguchi has been pretty much in the forefront in lots of different ways. She's a mother of two, has a book called It's a Big World, Little Pig. I think I want to start with that.
That sounds fun.
Hey, Christy, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Hi, great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So you had the first book you wrote was a children's book. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. It's called Dream Big, Little Pig, and that was released about a year and a half ago, and it's about Poppy the Pig, who kind of, you know, doesn't know what she wants to do with her life and tries a few different things without much success, but she perseveres and she continues to believe in herself and has lots of support from her family and friends and eventually discovers ice skating, and that's where she finds her true passion and, you know, decides that no matter what the challenges are, she's going to, you know, put her heart and soul into it and enjoy it. So that was the first book. In the follow-up book, It's a Big World, Little Pig, Poppy goes on her first international skating adventure. So,
how did you find your passion? What was there about what you pursued in your life that first intrigued you?
I think skating, I don't know, I was just really lucky to discover it early on. I mean, I was about 6 years old, and there were a lot of different aspects about it that I really loved. The freedom on the ice, being able to express myself and perform to the music. Of course, the costumes to a six-year-old were always really fun and sparkly. So, I don't know.
I think it's called bling, isn't it, ladies?
Yeah.
Lots of bling.
Yeah. Lots of bling. So now you have two children. Uh-huh. What ages?
They are 6 and 8 now.
All right. So they're involved, as are so many others who are in your league. I'm talking about the League of Mothers, getting ready for school. It seems like it comes around more quickly every year, back to school season. And so you're continuing to be a performer. You have a business of your own. So how do you put your children as, how do you make them a priority? How do you put them first?
Well, it's easy to put them first. Their schedules are probably busier than mine these days. So, you know, back to school is always really important, and just trying to get organized and into the habit of having a nice schedule that they can follow. So, you know, I just try to prepare them and myself for the day that's ahead. You know, some tips that I try to give out to other parents is, like, pack, you know, their school lunches and their backpacks, everything that needs to get to school the night before. It kind of makes the mornings a little less scary and rushed. You know, of course, having two girls, it's always a wardrobe issue. So if I can try to, organize their outfits the night before, too, that also helps for sure.
I think that the essence of motherhood, Heather, who's here on our staff, has two children. One of them is two, going on 20. The other one is,
at least,
is 10, going on 11. And the children come to expect certain things. And I don't know whether the expectation comes from what you grow up around in your home or what your peer brings to you. What influenced you as a child? Never mind the skating stuff, but just as a child growing up, what do you think your strongest influences were?
Well, you know, I mean, definitely, obviously, my parents and, you know, the values and everything that they try to pass on to my brother and sister and I. But, you know, I mean, school as well. I mean, there's a lot of peer pressure, but, you know, I always had great teachers and respect for them and tried to, you know, do the best I can. I know my parents really stressed trying hard and doing, you know, focusing on school and, and then that allowed me to, you know, be able to skate.
Gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi is here with us. You also won Dancing with the Stars. What was that? What did you expect Dancing with the Stars was going to be about? And then what happened in reality? What did you think of that whole experience?
It was amazing. It was awesome. You know, I had so much fun. It pretty much was what I expected. I knew it was going to be grueling. I was excited to learn all about ballroom dancing and Latin dancing. I had an amazing partner who was a great teacher and obviously a lot of fun to work with as well. So, yeah, I mean, it exceeded my expectations on how positive experience it was, but I think the surprise was how emotionally and physically grueling it was.
Yeah, I would bet. Now, you're involved in this fall family photo contest. I always love it. It's Friday. We have the fall family fun photo contest. How can people? Yeah, and you can win a fabulous $15,000.
No longer.
And for your involvement in this adventure. So, how's that all work?
Enjoying your call again.
Your listeners can go to uncrustables.com, and they can enter the. Actually, this is even better for you. Uncrustables Unstoppable Family Photo Contest. So they can submit a photo, and you know, and once they submit a photo of the Unstoppable Family and where they like to take their adventures. They are entered to possibly win $15,000 towards a family vacation.
Yeah, this is kind of...
I'm down with that.
I can use that.
All right, so you can go to Uncrustables.com and submit photos. Uncrustables reference to the Smucker's Uncrustables, which are the vegetable sticks that you can put in, I suppose, children going to school or maybe after school.
It's the little sandwiches that don't have a crust.
Yeah, without the crust.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they call them Uncrustables.
Uncrustables,
there you go.
See, I was thinking of veggie things. Because I'm a farmer, I like to think about veggies, and there's no crust on the veggies unless you cook them in the wrong stuff.
unless you do something wrong.
All right. I think I got out of that quite well, thank you.
Pretty good job.
That's good. Wasn't that a good job? Yeah, of course it was.
Right. You don't have kids, you get a pass, or your kids are grown. So
they're fairly new to the market, you know, past several years, and the kids love them.
Your children like them?
They do.
Are they really?
Yep.
So last question, Christy, before we let you go.
Sure.
If we have kids who are coming up in sports, like when you were, you know, just 6 and 7 years old and skating, how do you determine that line between what they really enjoy and is this too much for them?
Well, I think, you know, the kids will dictate if they really like it or not. You know, if it's always a struggle getting them to the practice or to the games or, you know, always trying to refocus them, then, you know, maybe it's not, you know, meant for them. You know, it's hard because there is a lot of pressure, it seems like, these days to get your kids into something. But I think it's nice to expose them to, you know, many different things until they kind of find what they want,
right,
and the direction they want, and they'll dictate towards you. You know, like my daughter's like, I want to skate. She actually said that to me, and I was surprised and said, okay, well, I'll take you.
Only I just happen to know a thing or two.
Yeah. I might be able to show you. Now, that's going to be the hard part is, will your kids listen to you? Because my kids will listen to their coaches, but they won't listen to me when I try to tell them, you know, you need to do this or do that.
Right. No, she has her own coach. So I take her to the rink and she works with someone else, and it's much better that way because, you know, after I'm just mom to her.
Exactly right. That's
all right.
So funny.
That's what we all are. We're just dad to them.
That's right.
We're just mom to them. We don't know anything, but the other people around, they certainly know a whole heck of a lot more than we do.
Yeah.
And so that's part of life. Christy, nice to chat with you. Nice to meet you. Continued success. I probably shouldn't ask this question because Jennifer will yell at me.
Uh-oh.
Are you part of the Dancing with the Stars? We have, what is it, an all-star season this year?
Oh, no, not officially, no. They have their cast pretty much in place.
But you're an all-star, and some of those names I don't even recognize. Why wouldn't they have you on instead of these people that nobody knows? What does it mean to be an all-star, huh?
Oh, who knows? But, you know, I'll be cheering it on. It should be.
You know what? I'm going to vote for you no matter whether you're there or not.
Awesome.
How's that?
Right,
you're going to write in.
I'm going to write it in. All right, Christy, take good care. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, too.
Christy Yamaguchi, who seems very charming.
She's so
very
sweet.
Got her head screwed on kind of tightly, which is
good.
I like that. A lot of these people that do these sorts of things, they get a little loose. I'm wondering how Michael Phelps will survive.
I think he'll be fine.
It already looks like that other Joker.
He just has to.
I think he learned his lesson pretty good.
Yeah, right.
He got bonked in the head pretty good there. Yeah.
Right, when he took a little
puff. Lochte's the one to worry about.
That's what I was going to say. Lochte is the one that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. All right, there's a. She's involved. Christy Yamaguchi's involved in the Always Dream Foundation. Always Dream Foundation. And early this morning, Jennifer and I found another good website called DoGood.com.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, why don't you explain that, Jen?
Well, Do Good is Stephen Baldwin and a couple of other radio guys. I can't remember them all right now offhand. But three radio teams, essentially, trying to raise money for starving kids in Africa. And it's really kind of cool because they've partnered with some food corporations who will actually create these meals for the kids for 25 cents a meal. So I think it's something like $91 or $92 will actually feed a kid for a whole year, which is kind of cool and not very much money when you think about it.
Yeah, no,
I mean, $100 and you can feed someone for a year. There's no reason that we all couldn't try to find $100 to donate. Yep. But they're all getting together, and you can go to the website and you can donate money, and you also get entered into a trip to Costa Rica or someplace awesome like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, someplace I'd like to go.
Costa Rica, here we come.
Rainforest.
Right back where we started from. Da-da-da. That's... Shall we change gears? Is that okay with everybody?
Please.
Let's talk about health and nutrition. One of my favorite items to talk about is you and your health and well-being and the Youngevity line of anti-aging products that are doctor-tested, doctor-recommended, and need-distributing. There are a lot of people who get involved in a lot of different types of home businesses, and this combines you and your well-being with the well-being of other people in your family and your friends. You can be so helpful. I know a lot of people who have listened, Heather and I have talked about this, a lot of people who have listened who kind of are in the baby boomer category, that is from Richie's age to my age, but even some younger moms who want to not work full-time, but they want to know that they're going to be doing something that's good, they can make a buck at, and will be relatively... I think functional use of time. So this, when you put your best efforts forth, if you're an organized person, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, this will be a very good opportunity for you. And the products that you're going to be telling people about are products that outperform people's prescriptions for the same kind of thing. High blood pressure, for example. The things that come from Youngevity have a much better track record, and it's proven. That's why I say doctor tested, doctor recommended. Same thing can be said for the things that they have that help you with joint problems. These sort of natural tools that are something that you would take, and then you talk about your friends, talk to your friends about your success, and you talk to your family about your success with this. And in no time, you have a booming longevity home business making some good money. That's exactly what many listeners just like you are doing right now by going to DougStephanTeam.com, DougStephanTeam.com, or calling for the connection, 855-309-TEAM, to join the fastest-growing work-from-home business in the country. Again, that number is 855-309-8326, or online at DougStephanTeam.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
No.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All right, so we have a couple of items from Los Angeles today, as normally we do. The first one has to do with that restaurant that's offering a discount to you if you're a customer of theirs by leaving the cell phone up front, not bringing it to your seat. You get a 10% discount.
Meanwhile, they're hacking into your bank account.
Yeah.
Here's another story. I can see this happening. There's a woman in Santa Monica who says the new parking meters there have ruined her health because the wireless signal they emit, that sends text messages to the traffic cops when your time is about to run out. So if you're... Santa Monica is unbelievable. They are like the Gestapo, communistos. They are just awful, disgusting. That's one of the things I really dislike about Santa Monica. Anyway, she's suing the city of Santa Monica for $1.7 billion because she says that she's been felled by ear infections, ringing in her ears, neck pain. This is in the local Santa Monica newspaper. She says, "I can't do things that I used to do, and you can't do things to
is
people."
Is she like sitting between the?
I don't know. I'm all for getting a billion $700 on the paper.
Right? The traffic.
51.
Will you please take some tea with me? Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Off to see the Wizard from The Wizard of Oz that premiered on this day, Chucker.
Yeah.
1939.
Yes.
Was it not the same year it's Gone with the Wind? Was it? Was that 38 or 39, Gone with the Wind?
No, it was 39 also. Oh, yeah. What a lot of people don't realize is The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind had the same director, Victor Fleming.
And didn't they both come up for
which
an Oscar?
Amazing.
Best Picture of the Year, weren't they both nominated? It seemed amazing.
Gone with the Wind was, and I believe, won. Wizard of Oz was not. I don't think The Wizard of Oz was that well-received.
At the beginning, I think you're right about that. Yeah, it only took years and years of playing it where people actually caught on to it. It may mean more to people now, actually, than it did to people when it was first released. That's
remember what a big deal it was when they colorized it?
Yeah, right.
Ah,
Ted Turner was a scoundrel.
That's the same way It's a Wonderful Life played out. When that movie first came out, it wasn't that well received and gone on to become, an American classic.
Yeah, it really is. Very cool.
It's interesting.
All right, so it's nice to remember that and relive it. Chuck Curry is here. We're always happy when he joins us. He's the movie man. He's got a great blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Very involved in us understanding what's going on in videos and DVDs, movies, and all that good stuff. And he has a great devotion to it, as is exemplified by his Friday night screenings in his own little hometown of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. I guess a lot of people very active in his own
passion. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm doing two things this weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, we're having a revival of Dog Day Afternoon with Al Pacino from 75.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And tonight, an independent film, Ruby Sparks, opens at our community theater. And actor Paul Dano, who's the star of the movie, is coming down.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Family Roots in the Poconos.
Really?
To do a Q&A after the movie. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He actually came down a few months ago when the Being Flynn opened up. He co-starred with Robert De Niro in the film. He's a really nice guy. He co-starred in There Will Be Blood, which Daniel Day-Lewis won the Oscar for Best Actor. And he's a really good guy.
Good. Well, that's good to know. And you'll report on it with a blog, sure. Entertainment Today and Beyond. Do you report there about these showings and what people say? Yeah. Good for you. Good stuff. All right. So we have our movie news and what's coming out at the box office for this weekend. That info is coming up. We have The Expendables. I'm sure Chucker wants to talk about that and the reviews that have been out so far. Right now, though, it's time for our quickie movie quiz. And instead of listening to some sound from a movie, I am moved to ask this question because Robert Downey Jr. was injured on the set of Iron Man 3. Hurt his ankle shooting a stunt for this third in the series of these movies. I guess they shoot it in North Carolina. They're in the Carolinas, and they shoot that. Why is that? What's in the Carolinas?
I don't know. I didn't know they were shooting it there. If they
Wilmington Beach.
They're probably able to save money shooting in different locations.
Right. Anyway, the question here is to identify, if you're a follower of the Iron Man movies, you know that Gwyneth Paltrow plays a character in the films. What is her name is the question. You get 60 seconds to call us and answer the question at 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. What's the name of the character Gwyneth Paltrow plays in the Iron Man films?
Cute.
It is cute. I will tell you the consonant that begins. It kind of reminds us of one of the ladies that we have on our program from time to time in terms of alliterative first letters of the name. All right, what's her name? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Chucker has the preview of what's coming this weekend. What do you have, Chucker?
Three films open. The first is The Expendables 2, which is expected to do very well. It looks like a prediction of a $40-plus million opening weekend. Reviews are mostly positive, and the people who want to like this movie seem to really dig it.
Yeah.
It's going to do well. Also opening is Paranormal, which is a animated film, which is expected to do decent box office, and a musical Sparkle, which is the last performance in the career of Whitney Houston. Actually, she's getting some pretty good reviews for her performance in this film, which makes it even more a shame she's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Speaking of Iron Man, Marvel announced that they will have the sequel to The Avengers in theaters May 1st, 2015. It will be directed once again by Josh Whedon. Good news for Robert Downey Jr. because he cut a deal for the last one, made about $50 million. And there's no reason he won't make the same sort of coin
wow.
for this movie.
God love him. All right, let's see if we can find out who this person is. 800-510-8255. First person who called in was Dan in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, sir, what's the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's character, the lady she plays in Iron Man?
Pepper Potts
is her name.
Very good.
So you win. That is a good job. Yeah. Dan gets the prize. Chucker, have a great weekend. Everybody enjoy the movies. 59.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.